time for another episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. This is episode number 47. And I'm your host, DJ Chuang. Thank you for tuning in again. And this is the podcast for conversations with church leaders about social media. It was great being on a webinar last week with Leadership Network, and they're hosting a conversation about the top three tech trends impacting the church. And I got to be a part of a panel along with some thought leaders from Google, Monk Development, and Menlo Park Presbyterian Church. And it is amazing just how fast technology and internet and social media is moving. And the top three trends we talked about were social media, mobile, and crowd mobilization. And a fascinating conversation, and the recorded webinar is available for you to listen to. You can check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net to watch the webinar, which is free for you to look at, just to get a sense of where things are developing and headed. So great to be a part of that. And those of you that are new to this podcast, welcome. Thank you for listening in. And be sure to subscribe using your favorite podcast catcher software. And if that happens to be iTunes, certainly you can subscribe on the iTunes store. Do a search on Social Media Church, or you can just click on the iTunes button on the Social Media Church website and add your rating and a review so others can find this podcast as well. Now, our feature conversation for this episode is Pastor Nate Merrill, who is the Associate Pastor of the Internet Campus for Lake Point Church in Rockwall, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, Texas, actually a multi-site church. And Lake Point has been running their Internet Campus for just over a year, and you'll hear just how they prepared for the launch of their Internet Campus, what their thinking and their philosophy is behind that to make sure they're making ministry impact and a difference in people's lives. And also we'll check in with Nate about the iMinistry conference that was hosted there at Lake Point last October, a great on-the-ground, in-person, face-to-face conversation with other church leaders that are really developing some great online ministries and internet campuses. And the great news is iMinistry will be running again this October 2013. And so you'll want to listen through my conversation with Nate to get a special discount code just for you, those of you that are listening here on the Social Media Church. Without further delay, here's my conversation with Nate Merrill, the Associate Pastor of the Internet Campus for Lake Point Church in the Dallas, Texas area.
Nate, thank you for joining me for a conversation about your internet campus.
You bet. Glad to be part.
So tell us the story behind why Lake Point decided to launch an internet campus.
You bet. You know, I think one of the great things about our lead pastor, Steve Stroop, is that he is always willing to take risks. But I think he's wired in a way to watch the trends and not necessarily be the first to create, but he'll be quickly on that innovation cusp once something is showing proven results. And so, you know, as the originators began online campuses like Life Church or Flamingo Road or Christ Fellowship, I think he was obviously watching that trend. And as the results became more and more proven over, you know, the last 5 years, back in, I guess it would have been fall of 2011, they kind of made their mind up that Lake Point was ready to have a virtual campus in addition to their existing four physical campuses. And I think really the purpose behind it was twofold. One, to be an extension that serves our existing regular attenders and membership, that whether they're traveling or sick or homebound or, you know, whatever the case may be, that this would be an extension to allow them to stay connected to their home church. And then on the other hand, to really develop a campus to reach those that are in areas that don't have a strong evangelical church presence or that they're unable to make it to a strong evangelical church. And so for this to be able to be church for them, or in an ideal sense, a funnel to get them plugged into a local congregation where they can be part of a physical fellowship of believers.
Wow. That's great to hear that. When your church saw proven results and how this can be a tool that reaches people not only locally but globally, you prepared to do this virtual campus. So how long did you prepare, and how do you get a dream job like this? I'm sure for those of us who like social media and tech, to be an internet campus pastor full-time is quite the dream job.
I'll answer your second question first, because it is my dream job. I love this. I love being able to leverage technology full-time for the kingdom of God. And, you know, I think it was really the decision of our lead pastor to really just jump all in, that if we're going to give this a shot, to give it its best chance to succeed, and knowing, again, being able to see the trends and knowing that we had, you know, around 9 or 10,000 people attending our physical campuses, that if the ratio is held accurate, that within, you know, a year's time, we would be running, you know, 15% of that at least online. And so knowing that the responsibilities that would be required to run a campus with that large of attendance, they were willing, and I'm very thankful, they were willing to make that dive in for a full-time position. And so that's been a huge blessing for me. To not have to divide my time, but really to make this my sole focus. And I think it's really paid off on a lot of different levels. And when it comes to the preparation side of things, we beta tested really for about 5 months before we ever launched our first service. And that was, again, just a huge blessing to be able to work out a lot of the kinks technologically, to create a volunteer base that was strong from the moment we streamed our first service. To really giving me the freedom and the flexibility to talk to people who had been doing it for years and really seek their wisdom, to where we really minimized our learning curve once we flipped the switch on and went live.
Yeah, and so you took 5 months to prepare, and what were the essential ingredients you wanted to create on, with this online experience? There's different ways to start. So what did you prepare to launch with? What did you want to make sure was there?
You bet. So a couple different components were essential in that beta testing time. One I've already mentioned, and that's creating a volunteer base that was strong, bought in, and excited. And so throughout that beta test, I would probably say the day that we flipped the switch to go live, 80 to 90% of my volunteer base came from that beta test group that was checking it out for me. And so they were able to speak into that process and have ownership going into our launch. And so that made just that transition incredibly smooth to make sure that we were maintaining a high level of ministry from, you know, minute one that we were live. You know, I think a second priority for us, DJ, was making sure it was the highest touch possible for those in attendance. And we realized that, you know, out of our viewing audience, only about 20% sign into chat. So 80%, we don't have a direct touch into their lives, other than the fact that obviously they're getting the stream, and they, you know, some of them I know kind of watch chat, they just don't participate in it. And so we wanted to make sure that we maximized that 20%. Those who are logging in, willing and able to chat, we wanted to do everything we could to engage them, to meet their spiritual needs, and to do it quickly and efficiently. And so that was a huge priority when it came to creating a custom iCampus page for our church. And, you know, that was part of that beta testing process. We went through a couple different options when it came to platforms, and then we ended up just landing back on custom building our own, so that way it could be exactly what we wanted to do in order to, again, reach those people that are joining us each week. So that was really the basis of a strong volunteer base, and then figuring out how to make the highest touch possible when it came to the interaction online with our attenders.
That is so cool. So you really work hard in preparing and putting the people in place to have a quality technology as well as a quality touch. how many worship services are you running now on a weekly basis, and what kind of a volunteer team do you mobilize during the event and then between the worship services?
So we run three live worship services each weekend. And so we've got one on Saturday evening and then two on Sunday morning. And those mimic the live services we have at our Rockwall campus, which is where we stream from. We haven't seen the need at this point to run simulated live events, and we're open to it. We're just waiting for a demand. We don't want to diminish the momentum we have during those live events by spreading out more events throughout the week. Again, unless we see a need, whether it's an international audience, that a time works better for them, or whether there is a midweek need for people who can't attend on the weekend and a live experience or a simulated live experience would work better. And so we've got those three live weekend experiences. And then each Wednesday night during the school year, we do middle school ministry called The Shore online. And then our high school ministry, once a month on a Saturday night, or a Sunday night rather, we stream their services live. And then we also have seven times a year something called Man Church. And it's a service for men, led by men. And it's a great 60-minute experience that we're now streaming online as well. And so we're trying to, again, we take a campus approach here at Lake Point with our online campus. And so we're doing our best to slowly but surely integrate the components of our campuses physically to be reflected online on our internet campus. So that's kind of what that looks like. And our volunteer team, we have about 25 volunteers right now across the board. And those, again, are divvied out. The majority of them are for the weekend live experiences, but we've also got a man church team, student ministry teams, and life group team as well.
That's great. And so let's talk about results a little bit. How long have you been running this internet campus, and what kind of results have you had in terms of people you're reaching, where are they at, and how are people experiencing worship online?
Yeah, so we average about 2,300 to 2,500 a weekend for the internet campus. And out of those, we look at it, and about 40%, I would say, we're within driving distance of one of our physical campuses, and 60% are outside those physical campuses. And so we don't do any external advertising except for Christmas and Easter. And so we really rely on our people to spread the word. And so we've been really excited to be able to see that 60% do fall outside of our driving distances, because we're seeing people pick up the phone or use Facebook or other methods to invite their friends and family who don't have a church home all across the country to join with them in worship. And so it's been neat to see how that has spread quickly and sustained to where one of the coolest stats that I love seeing each week is that about 65% of our online attenders are new every single week. And so it's continuing to grow and spread. And then we do our best at that point, again, to use the contact information we have to find them a physical church home first, if they can do that, and there's one around them. And if not, then we begin to pick up the mantle of caring and pastoring them online.
And describe a little bit of how you incorporate social media in connecting and ministering to people.
You bet. So Facebook's probably our largest presence, and that's where I kind of look at it as if they were someone I ran into two or three times a week. What conversations would, you know, arise? That sometimes it's going to be pastoral. It's going to be encouraging them with scripture, or, you know, giving them a direction to think or meditate on throughout the day, and how to engage scripture or how to engage in prayer. And so there's definitely spiritual components to what we share on Facebook. But then we also have just, you know, random questions. What was your favorite TV show growing up? Or what's your favorite kind of apple pie? You know, questions that, again, if I were to get to know you and I ran into you on a regular basis, I would end up asking those questions. And so in the same way, we want to engage our people online on those. I want to get to know their personality outside of necessarily a spiritual environment. And then we also use it for a communication method, you know, whether it's previewing an upcoming service or whether it is, you know, trying to get the word out about, you know, a unique experience coming up or, you know, trying to push and help them, you know, remember and keep at the forefront of their mind our mission endeavors and how they can be involved. So that's really the way we operate our Facebook. We've also, you know, got a couple different private Facebook groups for online life groups and different groups like that that they can dialogue and kind of in that private setting share prayer requests and, you know, do the spiritual care and nurturing that, you know, our life groups do physically and virtually. And, you know, I'd say kind of the final way we use it is really just keeping the pulse of where our people are at and being able to see, you know, how they respond to certain events going on in the world, whether that's the bombing at the Boston Marathon or whether that's, you know, different world events, you know, the explosion in West Texas that happened last month, giving them ability to, one, speak into it, ask questions if they have any questions about it, but then, two, to get involved. We love to use that as a mechanism to get them motivated and moving towards, you know, God's mission, and whether that's giving, whether that's praying, and sometimes that's going and trying to equip them to go and be part of a team helping restore an area that's gone through a tragedy. So it's been fun to be able to leverage social media that way. We also have a Twitter account, and that's a lot more of the information push. That's a lot more of, hey, check out this article, or this is a great book I've been reading. So on and so forth. But those are really the main areas that we focus on. We're beginning to dabble into the other realms of Pinterest or Instagram, things like that, to speak more specifically to particular demographics within our viewing audience.
Yeah, wonderful. And what I'm hearing is you really want to build on the physical relationships and then use your online connections to grow those relationships as well and have people participate. And you're really generous about not only sharing your resources with your members and attenders for your physical campuses and online campuses. You've also connected with other churches doing online campuses. And this is a conversation we've been wanting to have for about 6 months because you've gathered a good number of these churches that are doing online church and online campuses last October at an event called iMinistry. So tell us what you did there and what was the outcomes.
Yeah, that was, it's actually a funny story of how that got started. I'm part of an online Facebook group for kind of online ministry folks. And I just asked the question innocently one day, just saying, hey, where do you guys go when it comes to conferences that really speak into what we're trying to do? With online ministry and online groups and volunteerism and so on and so forth. And in a roundabout way, everyone said, well, there isn't one. And a buddy of mine, Seth Ferrier, out at Seacoast, and I were kind of like charged with, well, hey, why don't you guys start a gathering? And let's just create one. And I kind of laughed it off at first. And then I think God and, you know, the way he does that, all of a sudden convicted me and said, hey, if I'm willing and wanting to glean from people who have been doing this longer and have, you know, different ideas, better ideas than I do, I should be willing to put in the effort and the time to be part of creating this gathering. And so Seth and I and, you know, several others began to embark in bringing whoever wanted to come to Lake Point here in the Dallas area last October, and it was awesome. We saw in between 25 and 30 different churches come from all over the nation and gather together and really dig into where we're at, you know, how to use social media online to, you know, what we just talked about, to care for, lead, speak into people's lives. What do you do with online groups? How do you do volunteerism as far as pouring into them, recruiting? Covered those 2 days in. It really was a big experiment. I had no idea how it would come across. I didn't know if anyone would show up. But I think looking back on it, it really was a successful event. We got to spend time together speaking our language. It wasn't just simply a breakout at a larger conference, but it really was full of content really dealing with the particularities that we deal with each day on online ministry. So we're excited this fall to, I guess, now make it the second annual iMinistry conference. And we're going to have it back here again at Lake Point Church, October 15th through the 17th. And the perk, I guess, of doing it a second time around is we get to tweak the things that we felt would be better this next time. And so we're excited to be able to gather again and really, again, talk our language.
Super. So thanks for announcing that and sharing that with our audience here at Social Media Church. And I'm sure many of our listeners would be love to be there while we can have communication and connect with each other online. There's something valuable about gathering physically in person as well.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that, you know, again, this is the world we all live in, so we do interact a lot online. But being able to sit across the table and share a meal with someone, and again, I think when we're online, it's oftentimes abbreviated to quick information and quick conversation. But when you can slow down, share a meal together, and, you know, get to know each other, ask about families, and ask about more of the story of how we got here, doing what we're doing, I think it fills out that relationship and then makes our online relationship even more valuable from that point forward.
And what was your biggest learning in gathering with these other leaders last year?
Yeah, I think I was honestly really challenged by Jason Morris. And he's a great iCampus pastor up in Kansas. And just his creativity, especially with his volunteers, that he makes it fun. I think a lot of that has to do with my personality bent, that when it's playtime, we play hard. When it's work time, we work hard. And it just was a good takeaway for me to have fun with my volunteers, make this something that's excitable. It's fun. It's so new. It's messy. And so just being able to hear how he handles his volunteers was an encouragement to me and a challenge to me to make sure that ministry is fun. It should be. Oftentimes, obviously, it's messy, but I think we as people are messy. And so it's one of those things to take joy for where God has brought you and where he has you serving. So that's one of the first things that come to mind from last fall's conference.
And you're just putting together the program for this year's conference. What's in place so far?
Yeah, I think one of the there's going to be two big differences this year. We're going to be focusing a lot more on social media this year than we did last year. You know, we had a couple panel, maybe actually just one panel discussion on social media for about an hour. But this year we're going to spend an entire afternoon talking about how to engage effectively on all the different social media channels and really focusing in on Facebook and Twitter. And whether that comes to advertising through those channels or engaging through those channels, I think there are a lot of people that we have to learn from that are doing it incredibly well and really glean from them. And we're hoping to bring in someone from Facebook and have them speak into how they see the church market and how we can make it most effective for the faith-based community. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about we're going to develop tracks, kind of elective courses that you can take, whether you're a beginner and, you know, really looking at what platform should I use, what streaming provider should I use, what's out there, what's, you know, the pros or cons. And then all the way to the extreme of, you know, how do you pastor and counsel online? And so we're going to be leveraging some licensed professional counselors and having them really give us some good training on what that looks like. Because, again, we just don't see that out there a lot at different conferences because it's such a niche that we fill. But, again, it's such an important thing to make sure that we're doing everything we can to counsel people effectively when it is in a virtual environment. And so I'm excited to be able to, I think, tailor make this conference a little bit better for people's needs and wants where they're at in their ministry.
Wow. Well, you sold me on it. So where do we sign up?
Well, it's iMinistry2013.org. And you can register there. You can see the daily schedule there and really kind of get a little bit of the heartbeat of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish and who all is going to be involved. And so, obviously, I hope you can be there, DJ. We would love to have you. and look forward to seeing, you know, really just what God does with that time. It's always, you know, fluctuating based on people who are there, and we want it to be based on conversation. We want this to not be a talking head conference, but it really a discussion and conversation based conference, to where we are building those relationships that live beyond those 3 days that we're going to be here in the Dallas area.
Well, I'm going to make my plans to be there, and can I ask a special favor for our listeners? Can you set up a special code for us to get a little discount?
You bet. I can do that for you. Just for you, DJ. Just for you. No, exactly. Here's what you do. When you go to register, there's going to be a discount code field at the very top. And if you put in the discount code Facebook, all one word, all lowercase, that'll save you $50 per person upon registration, which is actually a third of the cost. So it'll just be $99 for that 3-day conference.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for hosting this live conversation this October at Lake Point Church in Dallas. And it's a very central location, and I hope many will come and really connect in person and learn together about using social media and internet to extend the reach of the gospel.
Well, you're welcome. I'm excited. And DJ, thank you for what you do. It's awesome to be able to listen to these podcasts and to glean wisdom from people who are doing this literally all over the place. And really just learn. So thank you for being that catalyst and for having the passion, the heartbeat, and living it out.
Thank you, Nate. Great chatting with you. And again, check the show notes if you want to connect with Nate Merrill. The show notes will be at socialmediachurch.net. And you can click through to register for the iMinistry 2013 conference at iMinistry2013.org. Just another thought about Dallas, Texas. Another church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas, recently acquired a private social network that's used for churches called the Table Project. And so Gateway Church, in conjunction with the Table Project, is really developing some technology that will help churches and their church members to really grow spiritually, developing technology to be some kind of a training and spiritual formation tool, in, as well as the social network aspect. So that will be a really interesting new development to watch. You can read the entire press release linked in the show notes, as well as a video with the announcement about that new partnership and new developments that are coming. And that's all I've got for this episode of the Social Media Church, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. And my name is DJ Chuang, and until next time, let's stay connected online.